Welcome to Rhema for Today.
And so this radio reporter asked me, said, have you got a special message for the youth? I said, yeah, the gospel. God don't have a different message for the youth than he does the older folks. Now, you may present it a little different way. God doesn't have a different message for the children than he does the adults. Now, you may present it on a different level, but go into all the world and preach the gospel, the gospel, the gospel, the gospel, the gospel, the good news to every creature.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, God's Anointed Word, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
You know, I got a Christmas card from McAllister, Oklahoma. There's several, of course, penal institutions in Oklahoma, but the main prison is in McAllister, Oklahoma. And I got a Christmas card from Death Row. And this Christmas card is signed by, I don't know how many, look, about 15 or 16 different ones. They're all Death Row inmates. And they wanted to thank me for material we've sent them. And they said they used to call this Death Row. Now they call it Hallelujah Row. Glory! Hallelujah! Amen! 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 Sure. See, they found out that belonged to them. Just as much as it did me. Amen. Just as much as it did me. Well, I never did kill anybody.
That's right.
But it doesn't make a difference whether I killed anybody or not. That belongs to them just as much as it did me. The new birth or remission of sins belongs to bad people just as much as it does good people. Sometimes it's a whole lot easier to get bad people saved than it is good people. Because they think I don't need it. And they need it worse than the bad one did. Because their goodness, their human goodness, is not going to take them to heaven.
Amen.
You must be born again.
Amen.
I said, you must be born again.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
You cannot see. You cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Right.
Well, the point I wanted to make, though, was that salvation, that is the new birth, remission of sin, belongs to the sinner. Well, if it belongs to him, why don't he have it? Well, either because he doesn't know about it, nobody's ever told him, or else he heard it and didn't believe it, didn't accept it, because it's a gift. Amen? That's the reason Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to a few select ones. No, he said, preach the gospel to every creature. Every creature. Why? Because the gospel belongs to every creature.
Amen.
Every creature. Every creature.
Amen.
To whom does it belong? Every creature.
Amen.
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 Somebody asked me one time. I was speaking at a full gospel businessmen's just chapter meeting. I was in that area with a faith seminar. And after I spoke there, here's a reporter from a radio several years ago, you know, in the days of the so-called hippie movement and so on. And so this radio reporter asked me, said, have you got a special message for the youth? I said, yeah, the gospel. God don't have a different message for the youth than he does the older folks. Now, you may present it a little different way. God doesn't have a different message for the children than he does the adults. Now, you may present it on a different level, but go into all the world and preach the gospel, the gospel, the gospel, the gospel, the gospel, the good news to every creature. That means young and old. That means rich and poor. That means everybody. Everybody. Everybody say every creature.
Every creature.
Amen. Hallelujah. Go into all the world and tell them the good news. Glory to God. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. So, if folks don't have the new birth, the remission of sins, it's either because they haven't heard, or else they did hear, but they rejected it. Now, the same thing's true with healing. You see, either folks haven't heard it and didn't know it belonged to them. See, I hadn't heard it. I didn't know healing belonged to me. I thought I had to die. I just waited there because the doctor said you got to die. You can't live. So, I'm just lying there waiting to die. Months. When it's night, you wish it was day. When it's day, you wish it was night. I mean 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Sun shining bright outside. Lying there flat on your back and can't even turn over on your side. It's like you're in prison. Your spirit, the man on the inside, you see, is alive. But you can't operate through your body because your body's paralyzed or partial. So not enough that I couldn't even turn over. They'd turn me on a sheet. And you long for the day. And when the night comes, you long for the day and the night and so on and so forth. And it's dark. I mean, the sun's shining outside. But it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon there in your room just staring at the ceiling. You can't turn over. It's dark. It's dark. Medical science, best doctors in the land. Like I said, this doctor that practiced with the great Mayo Clinic said, you got to die. And then the unbelieving preacher comes in and takes your hand and pats your hand and said, just be patient, my boy. In a few more days, it'll all be over. Oh, I know you laugh, but I mean, after 50, that happened 56 years ago. 56 years ago, this coming August, that happened. Just as fresh to me as though it happened last week. And every time I tell it yet, tears leap to my eyes. Because when he left the room, it's dark. It's dark. It's dark. And he left, you know. My grandmother came to the room. Mama went to the bedroom to weep. He brought no hope. And my grandmother said, son, you know, this is the only preacher that's come to visit you all these months you've been sick. Would it be all right for him to preach your funeral? I said, I guess so. Be all right. I know you're and your mama's a member of a different church, but he's the only preacher that's come to visit. And then what songs would you want sung at your funeral? I mean, he just wrapped it up and tied it up for her. I mean, she's ready to dismiss me, send me on my way. What songs would you want sung? I said, I hadn't thought about that. Now, I couldn't hardly talk because my tongue was paralyzed, my throat was partially paralyzed, but folks that are with you every day, they can understand what you're saying, you see. And I finally got it out. I don't know. I don't have any special favorite songs. Some reason or other, that affects you, you know. I've never been able to much have what you call favorite songs. It wasn't favorite songs that brought me off of the bed.
That's right.
It's a written word.
Amen.
Amen. And I said, finally got over to her. I said, well, I don't suppose I'd hear them anyway. Why don't you sing something y'all like? Amen. So she suggested 2 or 3 songs, and I said, that'd be all right. Now she said, who do you want as pallbearers? I said, I never thought about that. She said, well, would it be all right? She suggested my cousins. And I said, well, yeah, that'd be all right. Then she said, well, I guess it'd be all right to be buried in the old Forest Grove Cemetery in the family burial plot. I said, yeah. And she left the room. Well, it's only 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Sun's shining bright outside. But, oh, it's dark. It's dark. It's dark. It's dark. If you haven't been there, you can't understand it. But that's the reason some of us have a greater burden to help the sick. We've been there. It's dark. And they left you alone with your own thoughts. Just a 16-year-old boy. And they cried out, oh God, God, if I die now, I'm going to die having never lived. I've never lived yet. I've been here 16 years, but I've never run and played like other little children. Never jumped and laughed. For dying out, I'm going to die having never even lived. But oh, thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank God for the Holy Word.
Amen.
Thank God for the anointing.
Amen.
This Word's anointed. And the Holy Ghost, the anointing of the... There is an anointing of the Spirit that abides in every one of us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And He teaches us. Glory to God. He said it's all in the Word. I know that works. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I know that works. I've been there. And I came off of that bed... August of 1934, I left that bed preaching, never stopped yet.
Amen.
Glory to God, haven't stopped yet. Amen. Amen. Told everybody I met. Told everybody I met. Oh, preached the word to them, yeah. But I told them about prayer and faith. See, I didn't know, like I said, 1 Peter 2:24 was in there. I didn't know Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. I just knew that He said, when you pray, believe you receive and you'll have. I said, I can do that. I can do that. I believe I'll receive my healing. And within an hour, I'm standing out of the bed, praise God, on my feet. Paralysis is gone. Someone said, I wish I could get to work for me like that. It don't work by wishing. It works by acting. Amen. Acting on God's word. Acting like God's word is true. Praise God. So then I found out, see. So I didn't know. I just was a young Baptist boy reading Grandma's Methodist Bible. And I can show you some Bible lessons that I taught in home Bible studies, you know. And then I started preaching out in the country. Actually, I was still in my 18th year when I started pastoring a church out in the country, see. I still didn't know himself took my infirmities and bear my sickness. I just taught faith and prayer, just praying, believing God. But see, I got to studying the Bible along that line, and I got to see that he said, these signs are following them, believe they'll lay hands on the sick. So I started laying hands on them. Before you know, just pray with them. And then I saw, he said, is any sick among them, call for the elders of the church, let them anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord, the prayer of faith to save the sick. So I started anointing him with oil. In fact, pastor that little country church as a Baptist boy pastor. I depression days. We didn't have much in those days. Don't know whether some of you folks weren't around then. You're too young. So I went to Woolworth and bought me a bottle of, you know, a little bottle about like that, a Blue Waltz perfume. Did you ever get into that Blue Waltz? You can smell your block away. Almost two blocks away. Give 10 cents for the whole bottle. $0.10 for the whole bottle. Poured the perfume out. Washed that bottle out with warm soap and water. Cold water, every kind of water you can think of, and every kind of soap you can think of, and you can still smell that Blue Waltz. Set it out in the sunshine. Let it set out there. Air out. You can still smell that Blue Waltz. Finally got most of it out, probably 90% of the smell out. Never did get all of it out. And so then I filled it up with olive oil.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 4-CD set entitled Knowing God as Your Father. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's book, Listen to Your Heart. And last but not least is Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book entitled Obedience and Finances. All these items at the special price of $30. Call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Applying now for Rhema Bible Training College in the fall. Yes, fall 2024. It's hard to believe.
rbtc.org/apply. If you do, you can also just get information if you'd like to, and they'll send you a packet to tell you more about it. If you know you want to come, go right now and apply. You can apply electronically and get accepted and get here, because it starts on September the 3rd.
That's right. That's a very important day, right?
It's a very important day. September the 3rd is a very, very, very important day.
A very important person was born on that day.
Yeah, me.
Hey, oh, my goodness.
Thank you for being with us today, but we better get out of here. We'll see you next time, and thank you.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.